You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Andrews from JaysFromTheCouch.com. And I'm calmed down. I don't know how many of you heard yesterday's late night episode or the episode earlier today of Jays from the Couch Radio that I was on with Sean Doyle and Karen Suter. But yeah, I've taken some time. I'm back. I'm zen. And I'm ready to go today. We're going to preview the Red Sox home opener, I guess. I'm not watching that ceremony. I can tell you that right now. I have no interest in seeing Curt Schilling or Boston celebrations of any kind. So, yeah, we're just going to conveniently ignore that. And we'll talk about what the Blue Jays have to do in order to really kind of get positive things going for this team. But I did want to briefly touch on what we talked about yesterday, and that was just the struggles of the offense and kind of tie it into how it's going to relate to this Boston series. Because when I was on Jays from the Couch Radio and to a lesser extent yesterday's episode, I said this was the series that Toronto needed to wake the bats up and needed to get something going, some kind of momentum on offense. Boston has obviously pitched a little better in his last few games. And admittedly, the starter today, Chris Sale, not the guy you expect to try and get some offense going off. But he did get roughed up pretty good by an amazingly hitting Seattle team, I guess. Who saw that coming? But Sale had a bounce back start against Oakland, even if they didn't win. The Boston offense was bad to start the last few games there. They've really not gotten in sync yet. So if the Blue Jays were going to ever get a win against the Red Sox, and you know, just basically spoil the heck out of this home opener, now would be the time against a team that is struggling on offense, has played in 2 1-run games already, like not one run win or loss, like one run total scored in those games. And they have pitchers who have been knocked around the park a little bit, especially their starters. Like I said, Sale's not as tempting a target for the Blue Jays as potentially Nathan Eovaldi is in Thursday's game. But there's still a chance for the Blue Jays to come up against a lefty and try and do some damage. Again, obviously, Chris Sale had some success last season against the Blue Jays. That 15 strikeout game from May of 2018 could be in danger of repeating itself, just given how much the Blue Jays like to swing the bat and not hit anything this year. And I swore I'm not going to get angry again today, but it's just I don't know what the Blue Jays are going to do. And we can look at the starting lineup for this Blue Jays team, and there are some guys who need to start performing if they want to stick around in this lineup. And you can see it in some of the positioning as well. Like, Freddy Galvis has been the freaking hero of the offense so far. Only guy, one of two guys, sorry. We can't diminish Richard Urania, still hitting above 300. But those are the only two guys. And You look, it's not made any easier with the injury to Justin Smoak, who is still sitting out with a neck strain. Like, there's no reason to play him, obviously, if he's hurting. But it just makes this lineup just so much weaker. And you can see how top-heavy it is with today's lineup. You got Freddy Galvis leading off. Teoscar's batting second, which I do actually like Teoscar up there because he does have more speed than a lot of the Blue Jays batters, so he can use it up there. But then Brandon Drury third. He's got a boatload of strikeouts already. He does make contact, but he's part of the swinging at everything problem. Grichuk batting fourth, who has just not been good since actually getting paid. Danny Jansen batting fifth. Lourdes Gurriel batting sixth. These are two of the guys that need to start turning it around at the plate, especially Gurriel. Like, Jansen's kind of locked in to the Blue Jays just for his defensive work. Gurriel's not shown enough defensively, and he could be in danger of being optioned if he does not, you know, show consistency at the plate. He's had one good game, and it's just not... It's not been there for him. And then you look at the bottom of the lineup with Alan Hansen at first base, which, okay. I mean, you're not going to play Rowdy Tellez against the lefty Chris Sale, but there's really, really no other options. Like, Alan Hansen has to go out there first. I know his versatility is very valued, but it's not how you expect a major league team to operate. Triple A, sure, but not major league. And then Billy McKinney has to show something because he's also optionable. And he's in there by default. Again, he's another lefty. And you look at the lineup, Montoya's clearly playing matchups, but someone had to go out there to take the L. And it's going to be Billy McKinney, who, again, needs to, you know, show what he did last year. He's still batting sub 200 after 9 games. Probably not going to go up today. So what in this lineup is really showing growth for the Blue Jays? I don't know yet. I'm hopeful we can see something out of this lineup, again, against the pitcher who has struggled a little bit to start the season, but, you know, they have to show they can actually do it. This is where we're already at with the Blue Jays. That it's already like a loss for words when talking about the offense. It's really tough to do when you look at that and think to yourself, like, half that lineup is in AAA. On a good team, on Houston. Half that team's in AAA. So, you know, we'll see what they can do against a Boston team that's really trying to find itself this season. And we'll see. We'll talk about the main man standing in the way of Boston finding itself right after this. But first, just a reminder, if you haven't figured it out, that this podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. That's blue like in the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it's going to work for you at any time, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since it's chewable, works twice as fast, so you can be ready whenever you need it. And it's prescribed online, ships straight to your door, the discreet package, so you don't have to go to the doctor and ask him for pills. You don't have to wait in a pharmacy and get the shifty eyes from all the people in there looking for Metamucil or whatever. There's no awkwardness. And, you know, that's a plus for anything. It's made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And if you go to BlueChew.com right now and use the special promo code MLB, you get your first shipment for free. You just pay the $5 in shipping and handling. So again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. It's a better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so the person standing in the way of the Blue Jays, the people standing in the way of the Blue Jays win is the offense. Let's not get that twisted, but the person standing in the way of the Red Sox getting back on track is Matt Shoemaker, who we have sung the praises of so hard in this Blue Jays season to start. He is the new favorite player. He is the J-Hap for the fan just coming into things, which I am really sorry if you're just starting to be a Blue Jays fan in 2019. You picked a really bad year to hop on this train. This train is going off the rails in a hurry. So my apologies for that. But Shoemaker has been the biggest plus, I guess, for the Blue Jays so far this season. Still has yet to allow a run. And he was only allowed 4 hits. Struck out 15. Now, again, granted, Baltimore and Detroit, not imposing opponents. But, you know, you play the cards you were dealt. And Shoemaker has looked brilliant in those 2 starts, just using his full pitch repertoire to basically stymie his opponents. And he looks like he's back to where he was when he had that successful season with Los Angeles, when he went 16-4 in 2014. And, you know, you look at some of the underlying numbers that he's put up. Like, I'm just on FanGraphs right quick. His K rate's the highest it's ever been at the major league level, and the highest it's ever been in a non-rehab situation, which he did a couple of those for the Angels at high A. What is their high A team? Is it Rancho Cucamonga? I think so. Anyway, highest it's ever been. He's getting more swings and misses. His walk rate is back down to prior to where it was the past couple seasons. And the batting average is stupid. Like, it's not sustainable. He's got a 138 BABIP right now, which is not going to stay that low. Let's not get that twisted whatsoever. But the fact that he's actually getting some swings and misses, like, and he's getting like the higher percentage of his balls, it's not difficult to deal with. You look at the contact rates, he's almost 50% in medium contact, 38% in hard. So, like, they're finding the balls on him, but they're not able to really guide it to safe havens, and that's allowing him to really control things from the mound and be able to, again, dictate what the offense has to do to try and adjust to him. Like, they're getting hit hard, but they're not screaming into the outfield. His line drive rate's actually only 13.8%. That's the lowest it's been at the major league level. So he's getting them the pound balls into the dirt, or just kind of lazily fly out. And if he can continue doing that, continue to get that, you know, kind of soft contact, that medium contact that lets his defenders make plays on it, and then just continue to work all of his pitches in. Like, he does enough with his breaking pitches to make his fastball and his sinker be, you know, or sorry, his splitter. I said sinker. That's my bad. To make his fastball and splitter that more effective. And he's throwing his splitter a lot more now. Like, it's a little slower, but it's got that movement back on it, and it's setting up enough. So if he comes in with a slider, it's catching his opponent off guard. So if Shoemaker can continue to work that kind of arsenal against a team that isn't going to be as eager as Baltimore, isn't going to be as eager as Detroit, it's going to be sitting back and taking a lot of those pitches, if Shoemaker can continue to hit the strike zone the way he did in his first couple starts, then he has a very good chance of actually moving to 3-0, because I think the Blue Jays should be able to score a couple runs off this team. I know, silly belief, but it should happen. It has to happen, right? Law of averages says it has to happen. But, you know, we will see as the game progresses and they finally get those stupid rings out and usher the old Red Sox off the field. Because, Curt Schilling, slag off. You're a terrible person. I'd vote for Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. I wouldn't vote for Curt Schilling just because he has some disgusting things to say. And I don't care for them. Anyway, I hope you care for this podcast. If you want more of it, make sure you're subscribed to it on Himalaya, on Stitcher, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts, wherever you get them onto your smart device that you can then take into your car and say, hey, I'm driving, smart device, play Locked On Blue Jays. You can do that, and it'll do that because technology and stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at NeoAC18. That's NeoAC18. Follow this podcast on Twitter at Locked On Jays. And again, if you missed it, Jays from the Couch Radio came out this morning. I'm on there. I drank some Mike's Hard Lemonades, and I went off about this team a lot more than I did today. So check that out. Let me know what you think. And as always, for everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network, I've been Ryan Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and y'all take care.